So that brings us to our gospel lesson, which is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, page 15 in your New Testament Bible. A reading from the New Testament from the Gospel according to Matthew. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" They were so frightened that they screamed. Just then Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. And as he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." Here ends the reading of the gospel. Okay. All right. So first off, I want to at least say something about our first scripture. It's mostly there because I like to remember to pay attention to and study and read the Old Testament, but we're probably not going to deal with it a whole lot today. The main good news I see in that message, since it ends on such a sour, dark note, is that we have to remember the larger story and that God uses even those who are kind of not really good people to get the job done. So I think that's kind of our good news and a reminder that anytime we're reading some of these stories from Genesis and whatnot, it's good to remember that some of these people are very flawed human beings that help create flawed systems that cause all sorts of chaos and problems for them. We even have echoes of some of that flawed and painful history showing up in this very story, you know, since Abraham, you know, sent Ishmael away, and it's the Ishmaelites that get involved in this story. So, you know, it hasn't really been that long, and we're already seeing some of those echoes coming back. So it's a reminder that there's just some very flawed people as we read our Old Testament. And it's kind of comforting for me to know that we as flawed people today can try and learn from these flawed people. So hopefully we don't make some of the same mistakes. Although I think far too often we do make the same mistakes, but it's something to at least keep your eye on and think about. Instead, I want to focus more on our second passage. And I'm not sure if I'm going to focus on it quite the way people expect, because I want to say, I think that Sabbath is a very important thing. And I think that this passage in part reminds us of the importance of Sabbath because Jesus took a day off to try and recover. He said, "You know what? I have had my cousin, John the Baptist, killed, and I need a break." He tried to go get his break, and what happens but a crowd of about 5,000 people, oh wait, I take it back, 5,000 men, probably about an equal number of women and children, so probably about 15,000 people come and try and pester him. Kind of hard to take a break when you have 15,000 people breathing down your neck. So instead, he decided to bless the bread and teach them and preach to them. But then he goes, "I still need the break." So he gets away in a boat and tries to go get his break. So I think this is a key point for us to remember that sometimes, whoever you are, whether you're Jesus or just one of us, you kind of got to take that break sometimes. Sometimes we have to determine when it's our time to take a break. And yes, sometimes you can put it off a little bit. And this is a good time to mention that I'm planning to take Thursdays as my Sabbath day. Note, however, that the conference decided I needed to get trained this Thursday. So this Thursday, it'll be put off till Friday. So just be aware, sometimes, like Jesus, I don't manage to get to take my Sabbath when I want to. Sometimes I have to shift it around a little bit, but we'll try and hold Thursday as my Sabbath day, and generally don't expect me to be doing any work for the church on Thursday. Although this week it happens to be Friday. So just a little kind of funny note. It was kind of fun and it met the scripture, so I thought I'd bring it up. But it's just a reminder to us that we all kind of need that time of renewal, that time to break and process and deal with what we're dealing with and have a chance to stop, think about it, and reconnect to God. And that was exactly what Jesus was doing when this story starts. But then I also want to sit here and talk about Peter, because Peter, too often I think we kind of interpret this passage a certain way, and I'm not sure if that's completely right. And I think that this is an opportunity to stop and understand this scripture a little deeper. I think we don't always think of water as being kind of something a little bit different. But the wind and water in this story almost represent the chaotic elements of nature, the things that are just a little bit scary, a little less controlled, and a little less understood. And I think in part this is goes back to kind of how the Middle Eastern society viewed water and wind and the dangers of the storm. Because anytime you went out onto that lake, you might not come back because the dangerous weather could mean you died. So I think in some ways this is viewed as kind of a dangerous and evil thing. If you were in a if you weren't in the Jewish faith, the other faiths in the area would have like Tiamat and various other deities that are associated with evil and chaos, associated with water, wind, and the ocean. And so I think in many ways, this is showing the power of God over chaos. And we don't always get that in this story. And so it's kind of funny. I also kind of question exactly what faith is Peter missing. After all, this is Jesus who said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So exactly what was Peter failing to have faith in? We have to kind of ask ourselves that question. And we have to say, well, he had the courage to step out onto the water like Jesus and walk out to him. But, oh boy, those chaotic forces kind of got to him a little bit. And I think he kind of got scared. And I think what he actually lost faith in was himself. He still had faith in Christ. After all, he cried out, Lord, save me. He still has faith in Jesus. What he lacked was faith in himself. And I have to say, I think sometimes we're sort of like that, where we're going through our difficulties. We're going through these hard times. We're going through all this chaos of this world right now. And I think that our world is almost worse in some ways for this, because we're more aware of what's going on in the world in general. And we're getting hit with an information overload. Because we now get information from around the globe, it's easier to know where the chaos is hitting and how. You know, in the old days, you know, if there was an earthquake over in Japan, would we even hear about it? No, you would only hear about it if it was local. So we tend to hear more of these things like wars, earthquakes, drought, flooding. We hear all of it more than we used to. And I think it makes us kind of forget exactly, you know, how common some of these things are and how to think about it, because we're not wired to deal with all this information. And so I think our modern information age has made us struggle to deal with everything going on, struggle to keep up with everything we hear, and sometimes we forget to take a step back and try and put it into perspective. It tries to keep us moving at a, you know, at a breakneck pace, doing, 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 and it gets us in trouble. And like Peter, I think if we do too much of it, we start sinking. I think sometimes we need to step back, say, Lord, save us. Help us deal with all the chaos, the craziness that's going on in our lives. Help us deal with it. Give some of that chaos back to God and find your stability so you can find your footing again. Kind of like Peter did. I think we have to have faith in ourselves. Faith that God loves us. Faith that God will actually try to lead us where we're supposed to go. Try to help us find where we're supposed to be so that we can try to do what we need to do. I think too often we lose faith and worry too much about things our own way, worry about, you know, the job that we've lost or the family member we've lost, or whatever it is that's driving us crazy. We sometimes forget we need to give it up to God. And in this information age of today, it can get easy to get overwhelmed with all the information and other stuff coming at you. It's a reminder that we should have some faith, some hope, and some trust in God. And then we should try and use that faith, hope, and trust to find a way to build a better future. I think that will help us get onto our stable footing. Too often, I think we find ourselves sinking into the chaos of the modern world instead of trying to find a new way to deal with it, a new way of looking at things. And sometimes God can help us with that. Sometimes we do it by reading scripture. Sometimes it can be a word somebody says to us, or in quiet reflection as we take a moment to think about things. But this is a reminder to kind of try to find those moments, to find those things that will help us so that we can deal with the chaos of this modern age, so that we can try and deal with those crazy things that happen and don't seem to make sense to us. Let us pray. God, help us remember that everybody needs a break. Help us remember that even in the most chaotic and crazy and weird circumstances, you are there and you have power over the chaos. Help us to try and listen to you in these moments instead of trying to go our own way and sink into the chaos and disaster. Help us remember to refocus on you, to find a way forward, and trust that you will help make things better in the long run. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.